My beautiful friends in the Shumlin Diary, I'd like to share with you three deep stories, very, 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 very deep. There's a tiger. C.F. Lublin said, he heard from Elijah the prophet, if you need somebody so much, you need somebody with all your heart, can bring them back from the end of the world and even from the other world. I have three stories for you. The first story is unbelievable, a famous Chassidish story. A man comes to the Holy See of Lublin and says, Rebbe, I married for 20 years. God did not bless me yet with children. Please bless me. Lublin says, how much money do you have? And the Yidler sits down, make an account. He says, Rabbi, if I sell everything, even my pillows, even my blankets, I have 10,000 rubles. See, Lublin says, go home and ask your wife. If she doesn't mind being poor, then I can bless you with children, come back with the money. He's back after a little while, and he says to Rabbi Lublin, I have 10,000 rubles with me. What should I do now? And Lublin says to him, sit down and talk to you. Do you remember? Before you got married, you were engaged to somebody else. You loved each other so much for so many years, and suddenly you broke up with her and you married your present wife. Let me tell you, the first girl has not forgiven you, and until she'll forgive you, you won't have children. He says, Rabbi, 20 years ago, this was in Lithuania, and they'll come here in the little shtetl. What should I do now? I don't know where she is. Ah, the civil bean says, I'll tell you exactly where she is. You have 10,000 rubles? Go to Leipzig, Germany. Everybody knows, 150 years ago, 200 years ago, Leipzig had the big fair. All the merchants came from all over the world. The fair, 3 months, says, you have enough money for a hotel? Go there, and you'll find her. You know, friends, do you know what it means to look for somebody for 3 months? Wherever you are, you think maybe this person is somewhere else. The last day of the fair, he has not found her yet. He's beside himself. He's running through the streets looking for her. Has rain, and he's standing under the canopy. And while he's standing there, a very beautiful lady comes also to stand under the canopy. So he moves away to make space for her. She looks at him. Ah, and she says, whenever I come, you move away. It's her. He's besides himself. He's looking for her for 3 months since the last day of the fair. He falls down to the ground and kisses her feet. She looks at him and she says, do you have children? He says, no. He holds onto her feet and he says, please, please, I'm begging you. I'm begging you, forgive me. Forgive me for God's name, please, please. Only if you forgive me will I have children. I'm begging you, forgive me. She says, okay, I'll forgive you. Under one condition. I forgive you under one condition. Remember my brother? How could I forget? Exactly a week from tonight, my brother's daughter is getting married. he doesn't have a single penny for the wedding. He's mamish besides himself, he's losing his mind. How much money do you have? He says, I'm here for 2 months. I had 10,000, but now I have only 8. She says, okay, I'll tell you what to do. For 2,000, you get yourself the best horse. You can change horses on the way. If you get on the horse right now, you can be by my brother. And the moment you give the 6,000 rubles to my brother, at that moment I'll forgive you. And she's walking away. And he says to her, can I walk with you? And she's like, and a very hard smile says to him, no, where I go, you can't go. And she disappears. He runs to the hotel, packs, gets on a horse. And you know how a person looks like? Riding on a horse day and night. He arrives in Vukomir. And he remembers where her brother lives. Her brother's walking up the house. Tonight is a wedding. Doesn't have a single penny. Doesn't know what to do with himself. You can imagine. He hasn't washed in a week. Hasn't combed in a week. Hasn't eaten in a week. Walks in, he says, I came to help you. Oh, he says, please, have rachmonis, have compassion. Please, I'm losing my mind. Don't bother me today. Come back tomorrow. He says, no, I came to help you. Oh, he says, you must be kidding the way you look like. He says, no. I saw your sister in Leipzig and she sends you money. He says, you're crazy. My sister's dead 20 years. Both of them are sitting down. It's too much. He says, look at me. Do you know who I am? Sister's first boyfriend. Do you know how much she loved you? Do you know that in the night of your wedding, she died? She was so heartbroken. You know, beautiful friends, won't you know an unbelievable story, especially in the Neshama Nadari? I came to a city, gave a concert, and after the concert, people told me, tonight is an engagement, why don't you come? I went there and I played, I don't know, suddenly I had this terrible urge to tell the story. I told the story of the Sea of Lublin. A year later, get a letter. And the groom writes to me, thank you for coming, telling us a story. I want you to know it was exactly my story. I was going with a girl for 4 years, and then I broke up and married this other girl. But after I heard the story, I knew what I have to do. Same night, I knocked on my old girlfriend's door. I fell to the ground.